Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of AFS. I am still your host, Mo Stewart. And for episode 3, we've decided we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're not just going to focus on one sport. We're going to give you a smorgasbord, as it were, a selection pack, if you will, of sports. So you're going to hear myself and Neil Docking and my good friend Che Burnley talking about wrestling. You're going to hear myself and Josh talk about the NBA playoffs. But first of all, we're going to talk about one of the first big sporting events that happened in the month of April. Yes, it is still April.
It's still April.
Luckily, I have my co-pilot here, Phil Blunderwood, with me. And Phil, the Masters this year had a lot of kind of outside talking points that weren't really the golf. There was obviously the civil war that's still rumbling on between good versus evil, if you want to call it that.
The goodies and baddies, as we labelled it when we were out that Sunday night.
The civil suits between players. And then on top of that, there was biblical weather to deal with. And yet, I still think the tournament was able to serve up what you really want out of the Masters, which is an exciting final day, particularly with a couple of old former champs fighting their way through the pack on right at the end there.
Yeah, it was just a good tournament. The only downside for me is the weather. I sort of felt like it made the golf a bit interesting in terms of how it made the Saturday. But I'm just not a fan when they have to start late and they have to play three balls and not in order. Like the third round, and I think the fourth round as well, but more definitely the third round, they went off and, you know, there was no like the one really good thing about the Masters is half eight Saturday night, you sit down, the final group goes out and it's the two leaders, and then the one that goes before them are the two who were behind, and then like that. But because of the way they were all finishing in dribs and drabs from the second round, and they'd have to, you know, some people were finishing the second round on Friday, some were doing it on Saturday, it just didn't quite work. And it's a shame when that happens, that they almost don't just say, right, we'll just finish on Monday instead. If they finished on Monday, it make more sense. I think the Open in 2015 at St. Andrews, they basically lost a day's play and they just sort of said, right, well, we'll just have it as normal. They finished on the Monday night about 7 o'clock at night, and it was a good tournament. Whereas this, it's not ideal. It's still the Masters. Yeah. It's still, you know, the pinnacle of the sport, probably, if we're being perfectly honest. I think there's a lot of people who would say the Open might be, but, you know, the pageantry of Augusta, the Azaleas, the everything about it is just, it's a remarkable, remarkable tournament.